What do you guys want to do in your own personal time? Please don't involve me.
Oh. What?
I'm doing that.
Please enter your account.
Is this Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hey, Ron.
And we have scheduled a number of appeals to discuss with you today on some different properties.
That's correct.
I have you on speakerphone, and the Board of Equalization is all present, and that includes our county assessor and county clerk. And we are ready to chat about these properties if you are.
These four properties were appealed in 2011. I think they're still at the State Tax Commission. They're awaiting kind of a result of that Butler County case on the subsidized housing.
Yes, sir.
And I think everybody was just kind of in limbo on what to do with them until, you know, there was a resolution on that. And my understanding is that, you know, the Supreme Court had kicked the case back down to the State Tax Commission. And, you know, but I don't know where it stands after that. It's Marion Pitts, the assessor in Butler's, you know, trying to appeal or whatever it is. I don't know what's going on, but we're just submitting another, you know, another year income and, you know, obviously asking that the board, you know, kind of what we did in 11, you know, you guys just know changed it and, you know, we're just protecting the 2011 case.
Well, so, I don't want to seem presumptuous, but I would think that the course of action for us to take is to offer a no change again on all four properties, which allows you
That's
to continue correct. This appeal with the State Tax Commission.
So moved.
Yes, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to enter a no change regarding each of these four parcels, which will allow this individual to move forward with the appeals they have in front of the State Tax Commission. And you'll receive notice of that decision from the county clerk within the next week, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you all very much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Did we?
Okay.
All right, bye. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Danny, did you want to listen to him a little longer? Think about it?
Mm.
Okay, just wondering.
I think I got that one. That old boy's a good old boy, though.
I like him.
I don't like very many people.
We know.
So many like you, though.
Just here from 1%.
That was all scheduled for today. Is that correct, Donna?
Yeah, that's right.
So just a motion to adjourn with that? I'm kidding, Donna.
Okay.
All right. On the last one, do we need a motion for no change also, even though it was canceled?
Bank, yes, please.
No. Or for to deny, as Danny would say?
And it's 2013-136.
Hold on just a second. Start again for me, please.
2013-136.
Okay.
Through 2013-243.
Moved. Oh. We better wait a second.
Uh-huh.
You're making a motion
to deny all the appeals because they contacted us and said they wanted to deny all of them.
they hit me with an appraisal and I set their value prior to book closing, do they even have an appeal? Can't schedule.
Well, they said it's going to happen.
They did, but they
right.
canceled it.
Okay. So what are you guys doing making a motion on?
Because on every piece of property that we have in the book, we have to make a decision. That's one right. way or the other. That's been the way since.
Did they call and cancel it like 3 or 4 days before?
She told us a week ago or so that it was canceled. Arvest, all those Arvest listings that we have.
Are you wanting them not to be able to go to the state tax commission? Is that the issue?
No, they're done. They're satisfied based on their appraisal. But I thought they called and canceled their appointment prior to July 1st.
No, they called after BOE started and canceled.
We have them on the books with an appeal. Is there a problem with us denying their appeal?
The numbers you'll be denying is not equal to the numbers that's in the book.
But they will match the numbers of the appeals that were presented to it.
Won't have any effect on what you've got there, James.
Okay. I just thought they called and canceled. They're supposed to call on the 28th or something, the 29th. But they didn't get called in until after the 1st. Okay. Could I recommend that the board go walk each one of these and make sure that we did right?
Sure. Who would the board like to designate?
Most of these are nine.
Is there a second?
Andy, were you going to second it?
He made the motion.
He made the motion.
Oh, he did? I'll second.
About an hour and a half ago.
I didn't hear it.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. Your first one is going to go off the one song
hold on. Give me just a second here. Now, you have them bunched, if you will. To help us expedite, I'm going to be able to turn to the page, though, also, if you can help me with that, so that for decisions that are made, I can make an enter of record in my...
Yeah, you have
book.
A new set.
I understand.
And then if you'll look on the left, it'll give you the date and time, so you can flip to the page if you actually want to write out the page.
Thank you.
And then... I have them in order as to what I have in my book, so I can pull them out for you.
We did
put the Branson Hills together. I just had three Branson Hills, but if you'll notice, I set a sheet up there that has what you've done on the Branson Hills prior. So I thought you'd want to look at that since you were talking about treating them all the same. And that's up there somewhere. One of the questions.
Send it to your orange, Jeff.
Yeah. On our first page, on the first day that we met, which was July 1st, I've got that this board made motions on every parcel of property that was listed on the first page of your book. But I also made a note on the second parcel that we looked at, which was in Hummingbird Hills. And there was a motion effectively moving it from 56.4 down to 34.9. And my note says, look at all lots. What was that, James? Was it my thinking, or was it something that one of the board members said, or was it something that you said?
It was something you said, and then we talked about, well, these houses that's sitting on those lots, they're just like one or two vacant lots that I'm, maybe four around the area. And you said, just wrote down a note, look at all lots.
Was I talking about vacant lots? If there were only four, I don't even remember where that's at, but where is Hummingbird Hills?
It's out just north of Chateau on the lake, up on the ridge, where they can kind of look out across the lake, across the top of where those condos are.
Majestic.
Yeah.
Well, we won't go back to that if no one else has the same, doesn't have the same notation.
I thought it was explained.
Okay. And July 1st, everything on those, I'm sorry, go ahead. Is that it?
Yeah.
The property that we had looked at was that right there.
Now, the difference was, is across the street is where the houses are, correct?
Right.
And then on the other side, you had said something about that, maybe I'm wrong, it's slanted off, there is no development there. And based upon that comment, my curiosity was, for what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 6 lots there again. Are they all at the...
The only
56,000 value
is the pie on the corner and the blue one you've got highlighted. All right, 34.9 right there. That's why you set it at 34.9 because the BOE set that other one at 34.9 as having an obsolescence.
Okay. That's on the back side of those lots on the...
We had 2 of them like that, didn't we? And we lowered both of them to 34.9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It looks to me like July 1 is done for 1, 2, 3, all the pages that we have. I have either a motion was made or there was no change on every single parcel. Okay. Now, I apologize for interrupting you. We I'm going to, as we go through, I'm going to mark each one of my pages if we're done or not done. That's fine. I'm with you.
I would ask the chairman if he knows if the DOE got any information on Mercy Hospital. He said they were going to call us with the value of what they got for those.
Not to me.
To Branson Inn?
Not to me.
Then my recommendation to the board would be deny their appeal.
Did the clerk's office receive any information regarding, where is that, James? Which?
It's
July 2nd at 3:45.
BOE 213-110. Gentlemen, regarding 2013-110, which has an appraised value of a little over $2.8 million. The assessor is recommending to deny.
Did they have an appraisal?
They had an appraisal of 1 million something, 50,000 or something, but they were basing that on the destruction of what was there and all this type of stuff. And my argument is it was there when Mercy bought it. So basically it had no value to Mercy anyhow. They were buying the piece of property. So why would you be allowed to deduct something that had no relevant value to the property as it was offered for sale? We're trying to get that information in another case against this piece of property, and we cannot get them to jar loose with what they paid for the property. I felt like the appraiser that run the appraisal should have provided that information in his appraisal if the recent sale had occurred in the last year. And he makes no mention of the property selling to Mercy Health in what it sold for. That was my only quarrel with the appraiser in his appraisal of that piece of property. If there was a sale occurred, Jeff, I'll just ask you that question. If there was a sale occurred on that property in the last year in the appraisal, should you not make a consideration of it?
Residentially, you have to mention it.
I know you have to mention it. And I believe you have to mention it in commercial.
I would think so. So let me ask you this. If they have an appraisal done on it, and it goes on to the state tax commission, do they just go off the appraisal?
Not. We've posed those three questions to the state right now on the same piece of property. How long was it listed? What was it listed for? And what it sold for? We can't even get them to turn loose of that information in the appeal that's laying there now. But I don't think this board should loosen the noose and say, oh, it doesn't make any difference. I think it makes a world of difference on what they were asking and what they received. And why the appraiser didn't make mention of it, what it sold for, I don't have a clue.
But what I'm asking, though, is, I mean, if, like some of these hotels that have appraisals, I mean, I know 2 years ago, if they brought in an appraisal, that's what we said of that.
I know, but if I have the closing, it'll pretty well nail the appraisal down. The appraisal won't be any good if I have the closing that sold for $3.5 million and the appraiser's running in here claiming it's worth a million and still has an open theater on it. It still has an open theater on the property that's worth millions. And I'm saying millions. I'm not saying 1 million. You got the Foggy River board sitting right there in the middle of the parking lot. He basically that's where I'm at.
Right. I'm not saying anything.
That's why I'm asking you guys tonight to deny the...
I'm just asking about the appraisals.
I understand.
I mean, the way I understood it, I mean, if it goes on...
And I'm not sure that the hearing officer should have revealed that information that to a county that if you don't have an appraisal, there's no use coming. I'm not real sure that was beyond his authority. I don't have an official appraisal on every parcel of land in Taney County. I appraise it by the Mass Honeycutt system. Right. And for the state to come back and say, your appraisals are no good unless you have, I don't think the hearing officer, and I'd tell him that today if he's sitting here, had no authority.
But he said it.
He said it.
Gentlemen, is there a motion regarding parcel number 2013-110? If not, we'll bring it up at a later time. But if there is, I wish someone would make it.
What are you on?
Unless we have the clerk call back and remind him they're supposed to send the information.
In all those other cases that we've heard in the past, if they didn't send information upon the date, we denied them. I can't vote on this one because I wasn't here during that time frame. I'll have to abstain from it because I didn't hear the evidence. But that's what we did in the years past, is what I'm saying. If they didn't provide evidence requested,
Did we give him a time frame?
No, we just asked him to call back, and they kind of giggled and said they would.
Did you get it in the minutes that he did hold on?
No, but I heard it. I didn't have to put it in the minutes. I heard it.
For the record, I don't think that he giggled. I think that he stammered.
He coughed.
He stammered. He said,
I'll make a
that's
motion
not available.
James's recommendation to deny it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny BOE appeal number 2013-110. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I abstain.
Please note that Danny abstained.
It might be the largest secret gift in Taney County right now on what that piece of property brought.
When did they buy it? They bought it?
Been 6 days ago.
I'm still trying to find that one on your new sheets.
It'll be
the end of 2002, or
it's July the 2nd at 3:45.
Well, yes,
that's the one they just denied.
I thought that's what you were asking.
It is. I did. First on your list is Mr. Pennell. Pennell.
Correct. And we have that appraisal and a different 2-year response.
There should be 5 years.
Tax commission. This essentially, one. James drop is the assessor, so you can make a decision on it if you want to.
On table.
I make a motion to set it up for you.
I don't know.
Let me. Hold on.
Yeah, we know there's four in this one.
Yeah. But it should be five.
Withdraw that.
Oh.
I forgot.
That's all right. I don't want to make an issue of it. I just want.
I was just trying to
keep this right here.
Well, I can make the motion to abstain from the.
Well, we requested information from the Missouri State Tax Commission. The county clerk contacted the Missouri State Tax Commission. They pointed out that James is the existing assessor and will be until September. What will happen after that time, however, is that the new assessor will be subject to the State Tax Commission providing assessments for his property or properties that he owns. Not just he, all assessors within the state of Missouri. Let me make that point clear. Guys, I need your thoughts on this for what we should do. And point out it'll be a decision from four of us. One of us will be abstaining. Right?
I'm going to make a motion that we deny on it in the best interest of the elected official and the. Best interest of Taney County. Mm-hmm. Because it's the taxes towards the Taney County, and then if Chuck would, if they would have to raise it, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't look good on any of us, so. Not saying that they would or wouldn't, but
is there a second to the motion to send this to the tax commission?
Hold on. ask him to go from 302 down to 291? Is that right?
And but the 302 was basically set by the BOE the year before or the 2 years before?
I think the 302 is just res. The property comes like 320 or...
Yeah, that's residential. There's also an agriculture evaluation of 19218, 2310 assessed on top of that.
The whole property.
When did the BOE hear?
2 years ago.
And what did the BOE say to that?
Is that right? 2 or 3, 4 years ago?
No, it's just, it just been a year or two.
2011 and it said
2009.
They're in the 21,303 altogether.
When was the appraisal done?
I think it was in Denver.
January 18th, wasn't it? 2012.
Was it January?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Motion dies for lack of a second. Is there any other motion at this time?
When are they going to reassess it, and when's the state tax commission going to look at it anyways?
I don't know whether they'll come in after the first and look at it or not. They've got 26 new assessors. But now, I think we're confused a little on the value. Go back to that, Christy. Please. No, on the... You just showed me the dates of when it was set by the BOE.
It's a previous assessment.
All right. I'm looking for 13. Okay. So you had 321.
January 1st. So it won't be until next year that they have any authority over it.
I don't know who gave you that decision at the State Tax Commission. They'll have it, and no disrespect, Mr. Pinnell, they'll have authority over Mr. Pinnell September 1st at 8 a.m.
I'm just reading
the emails from Wayne. They're not going to give you. They didn't give me 5 months, and they're not going to give you 5 months. 4 months.
We will come back to this. James, let's go to Branson Hills. I have three that are listed. Is that what we have, Donna? Three that are listed that have been here that we've not made decisions on. Oh.
My recommendation is to make a decision on them three and leave the rest of that subdivision alone. I don't think three properties where the basis of most appraisals there is run on foreclosure properties has anything to do with adjusting the rest of that subdivision.
Currently, James, on the two types of property that fall within Branson Hills, what are the values that we have out there?
We've got 49 and 69. Where'd my map go?
Is this it?
Okay. We've got it wrote there and color-coded wrong. We've got golf course lots is 69, non-golf course lots is 49. We add $10,000 to the land value if an improvement sits there. So we've got 69, 79, 49, and 59. Let's see here.
The golf course lots are currently at what? Lost the front.
69,000.
And what was that you just clicked on that said 90? It must have been a house on it.
We had a house.
And 13,110 computes to what, Donna?
I'm sorry. 69,000.
69, thank you. How much?
Are the lots any lower value than they were in 2011? I mean, we set all these as a count, as a BOE commission off of median on the sales, and
we lowered them.
Now, we lowered them considerably.
We lowered them from you guys' decision. This is not what you decided in 2011. We lowered them $10,000 a lot, I believe.
No,
I
think 16, you guys had 69,900.
78. So, yeah.
You had 78,000 on the golf course and 60.
Was it five?
Something of that nature. But we lowered them.
I think 60
considerably from what you guys did.
For some reason, I thought it was a 69.9. But
what's that parcel number? I'm trying to find a parcel.
Which parcel number?
Any of the lots.
It's on that second sheet that I gave you today.
Okay.
It's going to be the second one down, starting with the second one down. If you look,
James and Donna Crohe.
Yep. BOE number 107, 07, and 245.
Okay.
There was no obsolescence factor on any of those.
Why don't
I'm asking a question
against the golf course.
I was thinking that one of these was set in a V that the person described it being hard to build on.
I know it dates back to 11, but we got 11 sale on the golf course for $75,000.
Okay, show the other two. And maybe that was on the Branson Creek Road, where that triangle was at, was it?
Sales in there is recently paired. You said that was in 2011?
Yeah.
There hasn't been anything over 21. I think this is the highest sale in there for a year and a half at 21,000.
I'm just showing about six or eight sales in the whole thing, and most of them is relevant to foreclosure. I don't know that they've been enough sales in there. I actually, to substantiate our numbers, I went to Emerald Point and said, hey, what's these were compared to Branson Hills, made a few adjustments, and I went to a like subdivision. I just didn't stay ground in on the foreclosure.
We've set 11 of them at 9,210, and two of them at 14,820.
Is the... 14,820 divided by 0.19. That's 78,000.
That CID is what's killing the market value out there.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
I don't know whether that has any relevance in that, what we're doing or not.
And you're obviously not able to sell it for the original value because they're all unavailable.
Click on that property for me, Christy, right there, Crohe. And that's at the 69?
Yeah.
13,110. Okay, James, all those lots right there, they're not on the golf course, and they're the same value?
Yeah, they're at 93.10.
I thought that there was a difference between those that were on the golf course and those that were not.
There is. They're 69. There you go.
They're
and
different.
Here you're...
Well, they are different.
Right.
What's that 3570? Is that a developer?
That's what is it?
Developer.
Okay. Gentlemen, we have three in front of us, the Crohes, the Coopers, and the Watsons. Crohe and Watson are out at 13,110. Cooper's on at 93,010.
I can't remember. They're all down here around the golf course. Because that one part to the north... Where the woodlands, what is that, Augusta, to the far right?
Right, all the way up the right corner.
None of them were in there, were they? I mean, because that doesn't have...
That's undeveloped.
Click on those up on the right for us, Christy. All the way over to the right. Thank you. Woodlands, right in there.
I can't remember that. Were the, any of those three in there?
No.
Okay, I think we said all of them.
Are there any individuals up in there besides the developer that have lots, James?
Yes, there was a few in here last year, or the year before last.
Are they set at the 3570?
Your first year, wasn't it,
Jeff? I think we set all of them. I think we tried to get all of them the same price.
And then you came back to the developer that was here yesterday or Friday or a week ago or something, and you said his at the same developer.
That's all right.
Do you think that those are all down on the golf course that was brought in here this time?
I think that Watson was. I think he was down there around the same
Crow, Cooper, and Watson.
But Cooper was not. They're up off a level off, I think.
This is Cooper.
Is that triangle?
Yeah. We talked about doing something with it because of its configuration.
Would you click on the triangle?
Because of its configuration.
How do they get in the driveway?
The Crohe's up here. This is Cooper.
Watson,
Elementary. Well, the last one there at the end of Royal Dornosh, that's, is that on a hole there, or is it not? Right there. Can you pull that up closer? And now show me where it is. So it's second tier, but what's the value? 9310, okay. Gentlemen, have any decisions about these three?
None of them.
As I'm trying to find
what date was that on?
None of one.
The meeting was on the 3rd. The second was for the Crowkey. The 3rd was for the Coopers. And the 5th was for the Watchers. Crowkey's
brought in the contract.
What contract for sale did they bring in? So they had bought it. What did they pay for it? I didn't write it down.
$21,000.
Set it there?
This is Cooper's. Cooper brought in Cobb's.
Okay.
$21,000 on Crowkey.
And those sales prices right there are all from 12? He requested this, James. It shows that it had a valuation of 75. That's now 69?
69.
On the Coopers, they brought in sales figures showing anywhere from 9,000 to 28,000.
You seen the typo?
Yeah.
Instead of assess?
Yeah. I was.
Is that a Freudian slip, I wonder, boys?
It's capital letters.
It is. James, I'd take offense to that if I were you.
Decrease all of them.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear your motion.
I said if we were going to have a decrease, we would decrease all of them by a certain amount.
All the appeal then, or all the development?
All the development. We worked hard to set an adjustment on those others. 2 years ago, and then he's lowered them. So, mm-hmm.
You got 49 and 69, is that what they were working with, except for the houses? Yeah. Working with vacant lot.
The one at 49, that's the Cooper, that's 07 appeal number. The other two are both at 69,000. That's 107 and 2.5. I make a motion to deny all three.
That's different.
I'm ready to move on.
Oh! Okay.
Oh, then we go again. That'd be easy.
I second that.
Thing we got to watch is the appraisal world, and I know I keep saying that, and you guys are sick of hearing it, but when we end up with an $800,000 house on $20,000 worth of land, it's no appraisal whatsoever anywhere I know that. And it's not like a unique case of a $1 million home being built in Bradleyville. Right. This is a $1 million home being built in a $1 million subdivision. And they seem to be irrelevant to land value once they start one of these $400,000 to $1 million homes. They could care less what the value of the land is. But to come up with appraisals that look relatively what they should be, you can't have that. You're more likely to have that in rural Taney County, not in a $1 million subdivision.
Hey, Randy, instead of seconding my motion, why don't you make the motion to deny?
Okay, I make a motion to deny all three properties in Branson Hills.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the appeals of property numbers, BOE numbers 2013107, 201307, and 2013245. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Danica is next.
Hold on just a moment, please. Let's see here.
Based upon the training sessions of the State Tax Commission, I make a motion to deny.
So all of the County Tax Appeals?
Yes.
Is there a second to that motion? Motion dies for lack of a second. I would be of the favor, Dan, of supporting that motion if, in fact, over a 2-year period, the local BOE boards hadn't already set the values, and the values being exempt.
Richard Carroll Watson.
doesn't mean that I'm going to ask a question.
Yes, sir. I was just making a comment.
I know you were. I'd say there's no need in attending any BOE training sessions if we're not going to follow the rules that they set down.
I would agree with that if we're going to follow all of them.
I would say if we're not going to follow the rules, that's probably a pretty good rule to establish ourselves. The difference here is there had already been valuations been established by boards of equalization exempting these properties.
I didn't vote for any of them.
And apparently you're still not.
I'm still on. Because I'm going to exactly what was stressed by the...
I guess my point is, once BOE has already made a decision, and they have, that probably shouldn't be altered.
The only issue you would have, Mr. Houseman, is the same board exempted another property under the same type situation, and the state overturned that ruling of that board, and I brought that forth in evidence here of the...
So is that the norm?
I don't
that
know.
That the state overturns rules that this BOE makes? Or?
I just know it was made on that case of exemption of under the same type conditions.
Okay.
Individuals owned the land. They leased it to a corporation, an LLC or whatever, a 501(c), and the state said no. And Kennecuck, I think, is under the same. I think you heard testimony that an owner owns the land and leases to the 501(c). Now, I'm just going off my memory. That's what I heard.
Motions regarding this property? If not, we'll leave them to come back to another day. Mercy Health, we've already dealt with, correct?
Yes. Denied it.
Oh, we'd already done it. You?
Yeah, we've denied
it. We're right in passing.
Good Shepherd Meadows is
next. Remind me of what Good Shepherd Meadows is. I'm...
Where is that? Good Shepherd.
That's the theater. Big theater.
Oh
yeah.
Sack.
Yeah, Sack and Sound.
Okay. Now that's let me get to that.
Is that the one you'd already made the adjustment on the egg and all that stuff?
Yeah. A big part of it was space for animals and space for, I forget, something else.
You don't see the fields.
Let's see.
This is the one that I would request that you deny and let the appraisal go on and let the explanation come from them to the State Tax Commission how their cost approach, their income approach, and their sales comparison approach all came to $16 million exactly.
My only concern is saying that the value is only to them and no other.
Right. That's not so in Branson, Missouri.
That's like me painting my son's room blue and this only has a value to him because his favorite color is blue.
Well, and the other thing is they're doing away with all their agriculture and training facilities off of the value. They're claiming they're it's common to the theater itself. And
there's still a value.
Yeah, we value old barns on the east end of the county that has absolutely no value, but we still value them, and it's not absorbed in the common of the agriculture productivity of the farm.
Is there a motion on these two parcels of property? What's the motion?
To deny.
On both parcels?
Yes.
Is there a second?
A second.
Motion has been made and seconded to deny BOE appeal numbers 2013-78 and -79. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
CPG Finance.
And remind me which property that is. It's
Branson Meadows Mall.
So that's the almost $11.5 million appraised value, right? Branson Meadows Mall.
And they have the next three.
Okay, I've got all three. So we're looking at three separate appraised values. One's $11,449, that's million. The other's $112,820, and the third is $363,813. Discussion.
Two separate pieces on this one, right?
Three pieces. The one out front by the entrance, a little old bitty sliver out there, and then the split in the other two. But the building was, this is the one where it split the building. James had it as an empty parcel, and the other parcel went all together. Do you remember now? When I went across the roof and showed part of the building in one parcel, and it was assessed at right over here. It'll show it.
Oh, why did they plug?
Right there.
And they put that up with the.
Yeah, they put it up with improvements up okay. With the whole.
With the whole building.
Because it split the building. No, this wasn't Dick Clark. No, it's the Branson Meadows. Was they basing their appeal on income approach, or how was they doing that, James?
Well, I'm looking. That's not the value they brought in 2 years ago. And what concerns me a little bit is I personally know that they filled three or four of their halls since that time frame. When the Red Roof Mall went out, they filled two or three more stores, and now they're bringing it in at a lower value.
I think they're losing their main tenant, though, aren't they?
Yeah,
OTC. That's OTC.
So with OTC going out?
They are going to lose them, but they haven't lost them as of yet. I mean, it's going to be two more years, probably.
Oh, they're opening up this campus here pretty quick.
You got to get the roof on it first.
No, I'm just teasing.
But I don't understand that aspect of the appraisal, is how if they brought in more tenants, the value of a mall goes down to what they asked for 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, that and they've got it listed for $7.8 million, but they say it's only worth $5.75
million. Right. I don't know.
I'll move for a no change on those three parcels.
I'll second that denial.
There is a motion for where's my parcel piece here?
Would you call me a sensitive devil?
There is a motion for a no change on BOE parcel number 2013-84 and 85, and there is a second to deny.
83 also, sir.
There were three parcels?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, let me also include 2013-83. Were there appraisals on this as well, by the way?
Yeah. Just the...
Okay. I know there was on that the last one, too. Was. All right. The motion is to deny. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Hold on just a second. In, well, there is three. Give me just a moment. Okay.
Said they looked at, but then couldn't really describe the property.
I can't remember on that one.
The BOE actually set one at 20,000 down below there.
Actually, we set it at 10,000 on Lalani Mumtaz had a second parcel.
Yeah.
And we set it in at 10,000. But I also have power lines written on that one.
It was across the road in the undeveloped area.
We set that one right then. We set that one right then, and then we had discussion on this one, and never did come to a conclusion, right?
Right.
Can you hit that one on the map for us, Christy, where that is?
The one that you said at 2,000, or this one? This is the one that's on hold.
Okay.
The other one was way over in the other part of
the city. Okay.
What's the open place there, the open area down on the bottom? Is that down the ravine? Or
at the bluff, where they shot the road out.
Okay, move it on up, just ease it on up there just a little bit, and let's see what that looks like.
She's easing, isn't she?
Yeah. A little faster, Christine.
Ease a little quicker.
So how steep is that through there, James?
They shot that off for that road below.
What about the rest of it?
It's less than steep.
Mm-hmm. It's all steep?
Yeah.
I don't think I had a sale in that block. Let me look here real quick. Did you have 30 up there?
You're seeing triple again.
I can't see that far.
$69,000 is the appraised value.
Brandon, did I see a motion coming from you?
Says you're so steep.
Yeah. Motion set at $25,000.
Second.
Obsolescence factor of a steepness.
Is there a second? Did I hear?
Yeah,
motion's been made and seconded to establish the value of 2013-100 at $25,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Shoney's Restaurant's the next one.
Third.
John and Andrea Hopkins.
Property's been closed since February 2012 due to tornado.
Kenny, do we know whether Shoney's is open yet or not? If not, I'll make a recommendation and move it to land value only for 2013.
I'm going to make that motion, and they've been closed this long. We'll
and I'm sorry, I don't know what the land value is.
They've missed a major part of the season, so.
Don't
look at me.
I'm looking at you for a value.
Can you get that, Christy?
I'm calling to see if they're open.
If he gets answer, you double.
We get it to go order. That means they're open.
No, Shoney's is not open.
Okay.
That building's been cut to 50% because of the tornado.
Okay.
So that value you're seeing is 50%.
Okay.
They are working on it today.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I make a motion to put that value for 2013 at 205,821 appraised.
You mean a recommendation, don't you?
My recommendation, because I can't make motions like Donna can.
$805,821 appraised.
Is there a second?
Is there a third?
Danny made the motion.
Yeah.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2013-16 at $205,821.
Can we add land only so I make sure? Yeah. It didn't matter for me.
Land only.
Yeah, in case.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
The next two, John Trimble brought value properties at Family Hotel.
Were both those up on the same area across from Soji's?
It's on Sugar and Hills Expressway.
One is the Collin Lodge. I thought only one of them was in there. One there.
The one was down close to the outside stadium thing that used to be there where they had Alabama and them come in.
Where Bev worked, you said?
No, that was Cascade. Okay.
It just on Oak Cross Road. Cascade just down a little bit.
Is that true, Sharpie's going out?
Huh?
I hadn't heard that.
I thought that's what
it had one of them said that he wasn't going to be here about 12 or something.
Did you have a recommendation on this?
I make a recommendation for this board to set the value the same as they did one up the street. I think it was $15,000 a unit.
First hotel is 66 units, which is the Eagles Inn.
That's the 7735-1204 property. That's the one that's...
Is this the one that argued about the steepness?
I thought we set some of them at 10.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Three levels.
They were the old wood structures. This is the one he said they came in and didn't have the wood to finish it and set it all prefab. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what he said?
It's a prefab. It's the one where they said... He said they tried to make it look like wood after they set the prefab.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, if you set it in at what you have estimated, it'll go up half again what it is now.
Yeah.
Is that what you're...
So you're increasing?
I'm serious.
I'm thinking of the wrong motel, evidently. I need to see a map.
If it's a prefab, I'm going to make a motion to set it in at $12,000. What's that do to it?
It ain't going to help much.
That'll increase it by $152,000.
Yeah, I don't do that. If it's that prefab, if it's the prefab, wouldn't it leave it the same? Or
well, ain't that the one Kelly said we've been wrong for so many years?
What did Kelly's appraisal come back on?
One of them wanted just land back over, didn't
it? This will set it in at a value of $9,700 per unit.
On the prefab, 97 is what it's currently at.
I don't know. We need to get the wrong motel.
Well, I'm not. Let me get to my.
This is the Econo Lodge. It's the first parcel.
Well, that's not the one that's set down in this.
No, the Econo Lodge is the second one. Yeah. And it's got 63 units.
That's the steep one.
But that's all right. I'm
63 units.
Show me what we currently have. Is that the value right now? It's $1,148,000?
Yeah.
And that is
that can't be the 12.
That's a big difference. Then. That's a lot of difference in those two. That can't be right. That's 18,200 a unit. But the other one that he represented was the Eagles Inn, and it's at 9,700 per unit.
And that was the one you wanted land value on. The Eagles Inn.
Well, this one here had, what, 66?
Which one are we on? What hotel is this?
This is Eagles.
This is
Econo Lodge. That's
Econo Lodge. Okay, Econo Lodge has 63 units.
63.
It's valued at $1,148,578 appraised.
And if it's $12,000, that can't be what you told me is going to be increasing.
This is 18,200 units.
Yeah, I make a motion for $12,000 a unit.
That brings it to 792,000. Instead of the 640,000 it is now?
It's 1,148,578 right now.
What were we going off of?
They're requesting 690,000.
And I'm lower?
No, you're all right. You're all right.
Is this the one you meant to discuss 15 on? Or?
Can we make sure that it will
be? But Danny made a motion at 12,000.
I said.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish a value of $12,000 per unit on 2013-26, known as the Econo Lodge.
The second one?
I think in his presentation, he's doing what you call
the second one. Be a value of 756,000.
He's doing what?
he presented the second one first, because it's he presented the first one, he presented was the one on the hillside.
756,000, is that what everybody came up with?
Is it?
Ron, is that what you got?
Yeah. How many units?
63.
Well, I'm just running different scenarios here as to what it would be. Tell us about this hotel, James.
I don't know until I see it. I made a recommendation of 15,000 unit on it. But Dan made a motion of 756 and was seconded. It's a pre-stress. It's a lot of difference in it and a stick build.
1871416.
I have it assessed on the books at 367542.
Which hotel are you on now, please?
I'm on the Econoline.
Well, that's not what the information was that we were given.
That's what I was.
At all. Oh, assessed. Yeah, okay, I'm not. Thank you. Appraised value, we're looking at $1,148,578.
Yes. But I want you, gentlemen, to take a little look down here of people.
Go ahead.
Right where we're at. Whoa. Go over there. A certified appraiser says the land's worth $7 a square foot, rounded. Now, we've heard people coming in saying it's worth $3, it's worth $2, it ain't worth nothing. Right there, on this certified appraisal, he says it's worth $7 a square foot, and that's not even on the strip. I think we're fixing to get to one that it says his is worth not even the land value. But when you get to the strip, you can double and triple that as land value assessed for appraised property. Because this is way off the strip. They're declaring no good any longer down where those motels.
This appraiser said $7, and others have said what?
But we've heard, we hear from Mr. Shipman's testimony that it's worth nothing up going where he's going to tear out to them.
Okay, the motion that's on the floor that we are currently discussing is for 12,000 a unit, is that what you said? It's for 12,000 a unit. Guys, let's have a discussion on that. Is it too little? Is it too much? Is it where you want to be? The assessor has said 15 was his recommendation. We're currently at 18,200 unit. 12 would be taking one third of the value off the building.
756,000.
Randy did.
Gentlemen, there's a motion on the floor. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. $756,000. Let's now move to the Eagles Inn.
There we go. There's your $2 a square foot rounded.
I knew we'd say it pretty quick.
Same appraiser?
Same appraiser.
Hotel is how close in proximity to the other one?
I don't know where.
The other one was over by off of Thousand Hills there. What's the state?
Green Mountain.
Lone Star?
Drive.
Yeah, it was just off of Green. Coming out from the golf course there, Thousand Hills, where that Econo Lodge was.
Straight across from
Eagles Inn is the property that he said was on a hill. We have it valued at $640,000 appraised value, 66 unit. He's asking and says he, his opinion it's worth $460,000. He's way off? Is he high? Is he low?
Huh? 66. How much? How many units? 66.
66.
That's on Shepherd Hills Expressway.
$6,970 a unit.
You guys made some decision on some units, right? I think two or three sets of motels above it there. That one there.
Yeah, what do we set those at? 15?
I think so.
Well, this one's currently established at $9,700 a unit.
$9,700.
I'm sorry?
His request at $460,000 would make it $6,970 a unit.
All right, so it's set at 97 now, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Motion for denial.
Is there a second?
It's a masonry or a pre-stressed unit, too, or the one you showed there is.
What's it? What's it?
$640,000 is what we got it on for.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. To deny the request on BOE property 2013-25, known as the Eagle's Inn. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Just for a note, of course, Jeff understands this, but anytime you use a pre-stressed structure, you don't have any depreciation on them. I mean, they're not like a wood structure or a block structure or. Might have just. Appreciation on the contents, but
uh-oh, we've messed up.
What?
Well, it's 8,000 unit on personal property, remember? That comes from two approaches. So that's nothing for the building. No.
No, you're not. We're moving on to FDJ LLC, which is the Queen Anne 2.
Is that the one that burned?
Yep, half of it burned. Some of the other properties are affected because of it. There's 40 units left, as I understand.
Now, does it set on 76?
No. That one don't, I don't think.
Where's it set down over Lone Star?
No, it sits in behind that Super 8 that's off of Green Mountain Drive.
I thought he said that he didn't have any of it open. Didn't he?
Yeah.
I thought he said he was, had part of it open. Was.
No, it was affected by the fire. The part that was still standing was affected by the fire.
Let's look at that parcel's appraisal, if you don't mind.
He said for 2 years it's been closed. If you calculate this valuation, James, at just the 40 units that are there, it's a little over $30,000 a unit.
That's based on the whole thing.
30, right. Yeah, on 80. Mm-hmm. It would be 15.
Can we go to my property and see what the land value is on it?
He's also asked for a hearing with the county commission for 2000 to discuss 2012.
The land is on for more than he's asking for the motel. He said $164,000, I think.
His opinion of the property was $200,000 that he gave us.
How much is the land on for?
$297,000, I think.
If he's not open, hadn't been open, I'd make a motion to set it for the land value.
for 2013, and then that can be raised whenever it gets back in operation.
What's the amount?
Do what?
What's the amount?
Land value. I don't know. It's I've heard 2979, 297, but it says 279, 654.
I'll second.
And that's assessed value, right?
No.
Appraised.
Appraised.
Appraised. All of these are appraised. Motion's made and seconded to establish BOE number 2013-102 at existing land value for 2013, which is, James? 200 and what?
79,654.
279,654. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries. Are we down here with the Wayne Coes and Wesley Coe?
What are they? Which ones are they? On each presentation.
The first Wayne Coe that we're going to be looking at is Victorian Inn.
No,
is that correct?
The land bag, 279.
043.001. I've got the parcel number if you want it.
This one. Where's it at? You know, where it sits.
Right across from the first.
Here it is. Victorian Inn.
Right across from the old Spanish restaurant that used to be right there in front of Whitewater.
Oh, yeah. 30. Is it right on the road? Right on
based
the highway?
On the vehicles, you took these pictures, what, about 2 years ago?
Yeah. It comes, it's here every year.
Value per unit is $17,731. We've got it assessed at $673,783. His opinion was $175. It's 38 unit.
If it's right on the strip, let's do how much is the land? 7, 8, 10, 12, whatever. Because he used that argument himself that some of them were worth $2 and some of them up on the strip was worth 14 to 21. It was his statement.
It's on the strip.
Yeah. How much better could you want located? You got a side street right there by it. What is it? How much is the land value on it, James?
Oh, we just got it on for $350. Let me see what we got here.
Motel's 1995? It's not real old.
It's good. It's
85.
Got good.
Oh, it's 85? Yeah. Right. I looked through that level of my glasses. It's different. Yeah, you need to keep your head down.
Will you let me?
If you put the land value on that $15 a square foot, it's $543,469. And you give him.
Maybe it's best to be behind.
You give him $100,000 to take the building down, you'd be at $443,469.
Motion for $450,000.
Appraised?
Yes.
Appraised?
Is there a second?
That was total appraised?
Yeah, this is the one he said he's going to tear down. So we're doing a little less in land value.
So establish the units at 11,842. Motion is $450,000. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish BOE number 2013-103 at $450,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next parcel. Nope, it will be a vacation lodge.
He's asking $275,000.
His opinion of the property's value. He's trying to sell, I bet it's for more than that.
Is this the one down by the old safari driveway?
Yeah.
It's 80 units.
What's it at $7 a foot on the property? What's the land on it? That's $7. I don't see this. I got to figure out how that square footage to do this. Well, I'm talking about you got the land value whenever you show your. I'm trying to see it on the screen here. That thing ought to have been tore down when it was built.
Chair would ask that you get off the fence and get an opinion.
Take that back down a little bit, Christy, where I can see the square footage of land there. There we go. That'll work.
We're at 10,450 a unit.
We go back down.
Now, I'm see what the land value is. And all. That thing's been added to and cobbled on. I thought the second floor of that has the wood to go out on your banister, your front door rails and all that. That's all wood structure that was left open for a long time. He took these pictures when that thing is almost brand new.
We got it valued at 2.6. Okay, I got it here. Never mind. Got it.
836,048.
And that's how much per unit? 10.
Approximately
84 units.
He said 80. It's a little over 10. Built in 86.
What is the property value on it per square foot if we try to figure it that way?
77,101 square foot. Mm-hmm. And it's not on the strip.
It's worth probably $450, I think, Jeff, down in that area. On the high 165. If it's vacant.
So be close to.
That'd be like 308,000.
Before you do that, let me run one more calculation.
That's just land value on it. It's an operation.
I'm not really using the cap, I'm just texting, but I... I'm just coming up with numbers out of my
head. Out of your head?
Out of my head.
We want to be careful.
500 a unit is 600,000.
If he was to rent out the new nightly rental program that they go with weekly, and you just actually rent a week to the people, those guys is getting as much as $150 per week from people that's living there working in the community.
Well, they're charging.
They're charging.
I don't know if they're getting it.
Well, they get their paycheck is how they work that. If you look at some of those numbers, and if he rents out 30 units, he don't rent 50 of them. He just rents 30 of them. You're talking about a lot of revenue coming into a motel that is actually a monthly rental instead of a motel. And that's what Mr. C.L. Carr came in here and had done with a lot of his motels and his boys running them now.
But does he do this? This guy?
What did you come up with on the total? I just want to know what the total is because of the construction on the...
Total for what, Danny?
Well, they've had two or three questions. I mean, two or three up here. We've got a land value, and then we've got a with a depreciated unit value. I'm just trying to figure out what they come up with on a total. What was your tops on that one? What you quoted, Ron? What it was on now for?
Right now, it's on for $836,048, $836,000.
And that number was set by the BOE when Mr. Shipman came in a couple years ago or sometime another.
What was he asking for?
He's established his own value opinion at $275,000. Be close to a third of what we've got.
What are you showing us there, Christy? That 336,000.
This is his paperwork.
5,000 a unit is 400,000.
He's figured it basically as land only. Did he have an expense line there, Christy? Did you show me an expense line? Well, it's established at $486,000. He spent $4,600 advertising and didn't get no more occupancy than that. Debts. Debt service is not a deductible item.
$486,000
of grandstanding. Yeah, that's his motion. It may die.
Okay.
How can you have an electric bill of showing full occupancy?
So motion of $486,000 on BOE number 2013-104. Is there a second?
What are we at now, Christy? What did I?
836,000
is what it's. Where'd you get that?
486,000? That's what you said.
I know, but what did you say we're on now at what?
836,000.
836,048.
I'll second.
It's a motion on the floor to establish the value of 2013-104 at. Donna, repeat that for me.
$486,000.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. 2013-104 as the Queen Anne number one.
Number 105.
And it's number 105. It has 40 units. Assessor has it valued at $450,000. The owner thinks it's worth $225,000.
Is that 10? What'd you say, 46, 44 units?
40 units.
40 units.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at the location.
What's the name of it?
This is the Queen Anne 2.
We set it at 279,654, which was land only.
I've got it set on high.
That's because it hadn't been open for over 2 years. I'm sorry.
The other one hadn't been open, had it?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Okay.
I don't see how you can go any lower on that motel there. Not with the location and everything.
Did I hear a motion to deny?
I've.
Was there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny BOE appeal number 2013-105, known as the Queen Anne 1. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
We still have five appeals, but Canacast and Chuck Pennell is 425. Do you want to continue or do you
care? Keep going. At least that's my opinion. Hold on just a second. The last, the Wainco LLC, let me get these right on here. 006.
One wheel now? Wainco?
Roark.
Roark? I thought there was supposed to be some investigation on that before we made a decision.
There is, and we're not going to like it.
Well, let's hear it.
You guys asked us to go back and check that plat and see what was wrong, and we were wrong on the low one that got increased. There was some condos dropped.
Say again, I'm sorry, we were wrong on what?
On the low one that he brought before us. When you said, do you want us to raise it to the other, to be proper and accurate, it needs to be raised to the other.
Those were the two.
Side by side.
Side by side, and one had...
four units, and the other had five.
Yeah.
The one that had four is the one he brought in because it had increased. Well, it's supposed to have five also, just like the other one right off the plat. And it had dropped off of the old system. It left a whole condo off, and it should be raised properly to the other condo.
So
both buildings have five condos.
So this board has the ability to establish that, and then we also have the ability, and so does the owner, if I'm not mistaken, to come and object to it.
Yes.
And we have time.
Of what? How much were the what was the difference in them?
I want to show you what the whole condo dropped off.
I'm talking about the difference in the price on the two.
It's $44,000.
Yeah, there's
$430 assessed.
Got it. Condo zero. You see, he is trying to calculate his company. They put a zero here.
$823,842. $824, I think, Don.
Calculation
about what's up there.
It should be $293,003.
Appraised. Both of them?
Yeah.
How much?
$293,003.
Well, we've got one in front of us. It's at 233, either 824 or 842. And I think the paperwork said, of course, I could have dyslexied it down.
That's what it was.
233,824.
Is what it was, and it should go to 293,003. To be exactly like the other property.
So, obviously, he came in to see if we could get this one lowered.
Yeah, because he came in because it had an increase. And
okay.
The computer dropped what, the whole condo.
What happened was we basically assessed it. We appraised it about $60,000 less than what it should have been. So my assumption, if this board votes for that, you're going to notify them of the further increase?
Right.
Okay. So the recommendation from the assessor would be to establish this property at 293,003. Is that correct, James?
Yes.
Let's
discuss.
I think I'd rather get a no change.
Is that a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Oh, say it again. What do they want?
Instead of raising it or lowering it, I'm just going to say no change.
There is a motion on the floor for no change of BOE number 2013-122. Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second.
The other property that we adjusted on this individual went down a tremendous amount. I mean, huge amounts, because we knocked the zero off. We had an extra zero added. You guys did it the other day. And I don't think he'll be objectionable to getting this credit.
I only have one problem with it. And that is, I've been here 9 years and we've had other people come in. And when they were questioned and presented their case and their property value should have went up, according to the Board of Equalization, we did not raise it.
That's true.
In the 9 years, I can't remember of a case where we raised the value whenever it was a miscalculation or some small amount.
It is a county error. There's no doubt about a county error, but you don't know it, but you've done a lot of it this year. You've heard me make this statement before, that the computer left something off and we run it on. Over half of our income.
Have we gotten rid of that computer yet? Have we gotten rid of that computer yet?
Progress.
Yes, sir, we definitely have, but I'm catching a lot of heat over that, too.
We've got rid of that computer.
All right.
In the past, over 50% probably of our Board of Equalization decisions has been based on that computer's malcalculations.
Well, I'm going to ask Mr. Pennell, he's sitting in the audience, and I'm making a correct statement. Can you think of any other that we ever raised where we found them when they come in to make a presentation and there was a minimal charge? I can't think of not one.
I'm absolutely
certain that prior boards of equalization have run on properties that have been left off the book. That's an increase. properties discovered that weren't on the tax rolls, and what we have here is a condominium that wasn't assessed.
It dropped off.
We had one guy who came in and he argued the point. He didn't realize that he was arguing for a higher amount than what we had on it. And we set it at his value.
Well, and this is in defense of my appraisers. I mean, they measured the building. We thought that's what the value was, and the computer didn't put it there. That's all they took. And this building, I don't know how long it's been wrong, but this is a 1971 building that I'm just positive it occurred during the 202 index increase of 2007. If I was guessing, that's when the computer went haywire.
I'm going to...
You know that when he was standing here the other day,
yeah,
and we were talking 4 and 5, he said, I'm willing to forget that I even come in to ask about this, because he knew that he wasn't being assessed for something. They weren't. That something wasn't right.
I wouldn't care if the board gave him an opportunity to come back and argue the value down.
And he's got the right to do that, to argue both buildings down if he wants, or any of the...
Well, he's already had his hearing, though.
If we increase this property, he has the right to come back and chat with us. Does he not?
I don't think so. He's already had his hearing. You're basing your decision on his evidence.
I understand. If a Board of Equalization increases property values, your comment is then we're not to notify the...
Well, I can tell you when we did mass decreases on people who did not appeal, we did not send out notices.
They don't have to be notified.
But I think if you're, and I apologize, first class may be different than third. In third, we were required to send out increased notices if the BOE made an increase. But there was also a time to hear an appeal at the Board of Adjustment for that increase, which we held in August. That doesn't happen with first class right. County.
And we're going to send him his notice of the decision, whether it's an increase or a decrease, we're going to send him the decision.
Well, if he wants to chat with us because of this increase, if in fact this board votes for us, I would certainly be willing to have him, as one individual, come in on the 25th when we have that day.
I'm assuming he has that right, basically, because he is standing right there when you asked me to go get it corrected. It wasn't like he had left or something, and
he was waiting.
He was waiting, and you, Mr. Hausman, said to Gary, I think it's his first name. You said to him, you'll be getting a phone call.
Yep.
I believe now.
I said that a lot.
Did you? I believe you said that.
You might be in trouble.
You have to check Donna's dialing speed with that rotary that we got there. What are your druthers, gentlemen?
Guess you heard mine.
I heard. Yes, I heard. I heard yours.
You're going to have two buildings sitting side by side with the wrong value.
Here, hold on.
Maybe it's the right value and the other one's wrong.
There you go.
That's true.
Built in 71. As a matter of fact, that building there was built probably
72.
2 or 3 years before when that other one was started. I helped Empire run the power into it.
So, James, we've got the higher one on it, 233,824. What's the lower one on for?
The higher one is 293.
No, that's what James is suggesting that it move up to.
Oh, is that what the other one is?
Yeah.
293?
Yeah. Beg your pardon.
They're both on 293.
What was your suggestion? Put them on at 233? Yes.
No, I didn't say that, Ron. I said that they could be, that they're both are, they're, the lower one may be the right value. I'm not saying that to do anything on this particular issue.
If the lower one were the right value, that would be the amount, if I'm looking at this right, it's right. 243.
But,
board have any thoughts on this, or you want to mull it over, hold it for the other decisions we're going to make?
On an increase, I'm in the opinion that they have the right to come back in and hear it, let's hear it again.
Okay, so if it calls us, we'll let you know.
Should he be called in before you make your decision? You guys sent me out to gather the information.
Right now, we don't have a motion on the floor, so it's kind of moot.
Did he say that they're the exact same size?
Yeah.
So the exact same building?
And it's just as embarrassing today as it was for the other day for me, so if you're wondering about exact.
That wasn't at you at all.
No, I know it
wasn't. What about he appeared, so there's no record of a conference call? We couldn't conference call him and tell him what the issue is?
He appeared in person.
Yeah.
I have a number.
He represented all the ones above it as well, right, for the stadium?
Keep these tough ones up, and I'll have to pull a Dr. Rose on you.
Can we drop down to the Gary and Deborah Ingram? Shoals Bend. Christy, we don't care.
Oh, and these are the two that we called, and there was no answer wrong. So we have never heard back from you. Left a message asking them to call us back.
Oh, the Ingrams?
Yeah.
Oh, Shoals, yeah.
So we tried to call them the first day, and then we tried to call them again the last day, right?
No, on the.
I'm not sure if we called them back.
But was it the Ingrams, or did they have somebody appointed? I thought it was like a lawyer or something.
Let's see. Steve May, attorney.
Right.
Did we talk to him?
We didn't get an answer, and we tried more than once.
No answer.
314-568-1086.
I don't know of any of them that we didn't try more than once to.
You want me to try them again? And we also left a message for them to call your office.
I'd say let's put it off and let this follow up on a later date. You try to get in touch with them between now and then, because we have denied. We used to deny these. When they didn't respond.
Or you could look at the evidence where they make a decision to look at the property and see what you think about the property.
What are we looking at now?
The Ingrams.
Who's he?
It's Schulten property. What are you? Must be that is a commercial property. It's the Jellystone
Park. Did he buy it? This thing has been sold in the last 2 years. Well, I mean, I'd like to know what he paid. Did he say what he paid for it?
This must be a pretty good size.
It's huge. Jill, are you talking where now?
Shoals Bend.
Yellowstone RV Park.
Oh, that's not what I'm looking at. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which?
9237, 33 to 37. Uh-huh. 115 and 116. No, right up here on Oremus.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
I was with you.
Yeah, I was thinking.
I was Jellystone Parking over on the other side.
Yeah, there's 9-2 numbers right across the river.
We're taking Hollister, huh?
But this thing just sold. I mean, it ain't been sold for over 2 years.
This one, I think it says $380,000. It's hard to see. For both of them, it says $380,000.
Okay.
For both parcels?
That's the opinion of market value, but it doesn't tell the purchase price or purchase date.
Mm. I can do that.
That's for both parcels.
That's his opinion.
Yeah.
And I might be able to find out what he paid.
Well, we have a couple of options. I mean, we can let Donna try to contact him to see if we can schedule him for the 25th, or we can have
that's
a motion.
What?
To deny and let him go to tax commission.
That's what I want to do is go ahead and, because we're taking the 25th.
Would you see?
That's what I
would you see if you could contact this Mr. May?
And if you can't, we're going to deny it. I mean, I'm going to make a motion to deny if you can't get in touch with him.
Here we are. 2007 for $850,000. So it is the campground. I'll be
in 2007.
Is it the whole RV park over there? Or?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Million bucks.
They say what he wants to lower it to?
Can you pull it up on the map?
What's he asking to lower that to?
$350,000. What?
That's pretty close to what he paid, wasn't it?
$370,000.
He wants to lower it to 380. Oh, well, yes. 510 for the two parcels.
I'm still standing by. We need to contact them, and if they don't respond, let them go to state.
You want to try calling down one?
I don't understand why you don't give us his purchase cost.
I don't understand why he doesn't return our phone call.
I've highlighted
purchase. We've denied those in the past that didn't respond, but still we're real early in.
Larry, she got that at $850,000 and he thinks it's worth it.
Click back to that last screen to see what the different parks are that he used as Acre and Acres, Music Land, Pea Patch, Branson View, Compton Ridge. For sale but not selling, I got you.
I wonder why he didn't list the value, what they're asking for. That'd have been nice to have that. Compton Ridge.
Would you all like me to try this Mr. May again now? Or wait and let's see if Donna can...
See if Donna can contact him. That gives us several days to...
Let's move on.
Hey, Ron, real quick. I was doing some math on that and I was checking my math to make sure I was right, on the Roark Motor Lodge properties.
Okay.
If you take the square footage that is of the base area, not the adjusted, but the base, make them both the same, and then divide it by the price per square foot, that would actually lower one and raise the other. So that would take it to 80, because everything else is right at the $82 a square foot. And it's showing the 5 unit has 3181 base area. So take that times the $82.07 per square foot, you get 261,064.67. So 261,065. And then what do you have on there as far as the, is it depreciation or is it the percentage of, I mean, they're 1971 buildings. What do we?
I've got them on at 75% good.
Is that typical for a 71 building?
Not a, possibly it's an all wood structure, and I could see that depreciation ranging from 70 to 73 easily to match other buildings throughout the county.
Well, do you have a record? I mean, how does that work? Do you then you just multiply by? How do you factor in that if we dropped it from 75 to 70%?
That's at 75%. You're 261,065.
So you take another 5% off?
I just take. Yeah. Yeah, you take it off of that because that wouldn't be new construction, new cost, new. So you'd take 5% off.
I'll make a motion to go at $10,000 off instead of 13. That'd make it probably 72%. So make a motion to go $251,000 for parcel number 08-8.0-33-003-005-001.002 and 08-8.0-33-003-005-001.003. That make them both the exact same.
What was, I didn't get all of it. 08-33-003-005-001.003
is the second one.
We already have an appeal from that one, do you know?
No, there's not an appeal for that. That's just.
But we can bring up any property, can we not?
Yes.
So that'd be bringing the one up from the 233,824 to 251, and then lowering the other one to the 251.
And that'd make them the exact same, and it's based on price per square foot. That's, you know, pretty comparable to everything else. That's
and then
depreciating it down to a 1971 building. That I think it's roughly around 72%. That way, 73%.
James?
That'd be recommendation. That'd be fine with me. I believe it can be, I can believe it can be there in the depreciation.
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the value of 2013-122 at $251,000. And do we have a new BOE number?
Not yet. I think it's 264.
And 2013-264 at $251,000. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Well, you hit this last one right on the money.
Sorry?
We look at it at 12 p.m.
Oh, wow. Well, Donna moved that up from 1145 that we had previously seen.
What's that 165 building? What's that?
That is the property that Ron called and didn't get an answer on.
165 building.
That's the medical room, or...
You want to pull it up, Kristen?
Oh, that's him, two buildings out. Yeah, but it said on his, he said he is coming in person. I know we did, but I think it's right on his application that he's coming here in person.
Look dizzy.
You were working that one today.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, we buy them because they're cheap. The county commission will approve the purchase of these.
It does say that he would appear in person, but he didn't show up, so.
He changed it to the teleconference.
Okay. I'm not even finding that in my original.
It was added on after your things were printed. We gave it the OE number 260.
It closed on the 2nd of July.
Oh, this was, okay, right. I did not get an answer. I do recall.
She did.
Are we wanting... It closed on when?
2nd of July.
So it closed after we even started, right?
Yes.
Okay, I've got it here now.
This falls under the same thing that we were looking at on the statute board. Doesn't it with the appeal on before the after the deadline? Wasn't that what we was discussing there to start this meeting?
Oh, okay. Guys, if I'm not mistaken, bear with me here. Besides whatever else it is that we're going to have, we got Mr. Pennell, Canituck Ministries. Look, this one's done. We just did Roar Art, correct? Let me put that on here. That was a 251. Ingrams, you're going to call. What are we going to do on this 165 building LLC? You're going to call also, Donna?
Or what? Call him again?
I'm just asking. What do we want to do, gentlemen? Yes, no?
Wait, have her contact him. If she doesn't get in touch with him, I've already said what I'm going to do.
Okay. Guys, we need one when the between now and then, let's have some. Should we meet part of the day prior to then, Donna, or are we going to be able to do everything on the 25th? What's your suspect?
I have no idea what James is bringing. If he gives me stuff ahead of time, I can contact you guys and see if we can get it set earlier.
Well, even if he were to send out increased notices, there's not going to be a very big percentage of people that would come anyway, but I think historically that's been the case.
Yeah, because my comment on that is if we're going to be really strict and not allow anything after the deadline, then we should allow the assessor to present anything after the deadline.
Well, if we're going to do that, then we're answering our question on this guy that closed on the 2nd. We shouldn't be hearing it. And our answer may very well be that we're not going to do, or the commission is, or the commission, this board, not take those, but What else we got here, Donna, that I've missed?
Gamma cut, chart tunnel.
And that goes.
And then the Ingrams, and we haven't decided what to do on this 165. We didn't have the call, or if we're holding it, or.
I do.
Let's make sure we can get back in our office.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
25th will be at 1 o'clock.
All right. Sounds good. All
right. Today's date is the 8th. James, we're looking at which decisions we did not make, which we need to make. No later than the 25th. Where are we at on the occupancy and whether or not any of those would be heard at BOE?
They will be.
Got a concert now.
I'll have to call you back. I'm in a BOE hearing right now.
What?
That's Martini time right there. No, that's fine.
All right, Josh, I'm ready. It's been a while.
So if I call you, we'll hear that song?
Yeah.
Hey, don't answer.
So let me restate that a different way.
We'll be putting them in immediately. In the morning, there'll be new houses tomorrow afternoon about 4 o'clock to run on.
Okay, and if we vote not to run them on, then they don't go on until afterwards, right?
Until afterwards what?
After BOE.
I don't care.
I'm just asking.
I don't care.
You tell me.
The best time, get them in that.
I liked his answer better.
Get them into that 11A. Get them into that 11A. That's reported to the schools. Much better.
But I get it.
So my question is, if you're going to put them in right away, should we meet before the 25th?
So the taxpayers
This is the 8th. If you're going to put them in tomorrow, the next day, or whatever, should we meet sooner as a BOE?
On a new construction? It's whatever you guys want to do. We're not going to hear from three of these people, maybe not that many. We're not going to hear from any of the new homes we put on. How many new homes you heard of from in the last 4 years? You won't hear from new homes.
Well, that's, isn't that partially because your system doesn't send an increase notice on new construction?
Sure, we send them on every one. The only one we ever hear from is where somebody buys a million-dollar home that's not complete, and they just paid $600,000 for it, and they think we got it on too high at that point. We had one in Branson Hills, I think, the year that Jeff came here. But you're not going to hear from the new homeowners.
So we're not going to be overburdened on the 25th. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's all right with me.
So then, James, if you get those to me as soon as you can, I'll contact each of the taxpayers to see if they want to hear it.
Are you pushing me?
Yeah.
Pushing me.
Time.
Now, I think if the notice goes out, that ought to be. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But we gotta. I don't have time to turn around on the mail. It's my issue.
Oh, call. Say, call the clerk. I think we'll be fine. I don't see an issue.
Danny, anything else for the board?
My only thoughts were, as I said on this board for in years past, we run all the way up to the very last day or the very last hour to get things on it. So I don't see that it's any great big problem. At the 25th, I think we'll finish up, and then we'll have those 6 days to work with. I mean, that was out of our control when we set her 10 days early when we were by statute and run it all the way through to the last day. So I don't see that we have a problem.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
What do I do with the 165 building? It's being brought by Rick Huffman. It's showing the owner name. One is Access Bank and the other one is Unique LLC.
I'd say we'll hear those the 25th.
I will.
If we're going to hear them.
What'd you say?
I say we hear it the 25th if we're going to hear it. If we're going to hear it, that's the big if. I want to go back and look at that statute that was before us there on their option to appeal under protest or the next year in the BOE.
I think your big issue with them is the June 17th deadline you established.
That's what I'm saying right up there. It was wrote right on the board there that they had the option to pay under protest or to appeal to the next year. Well, that was occupancy, but it would apply in the same form as far as the deadline time, I believe.
I think Ron asked at that time if, I like to quote you.
That's all right. You're fine. Right.
You asked at one time if you had if this board had denied anybody filed after June 17th, and the answer came from the county clerk that yes, you had, but this one came after June 17th.
We've also accepted some too, with extenuating circumstances.
I'm going to quote you and ask for a recess until the 25th.
Otherwise, are we going to be in here deciding on the Planning and Zoning Board
sitting outside? Yeah.
Are they here?
They're sitting outside.
We're going to stand in recess until the 25th at 1 o'clock.
Can we leave?